This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Cheese plants today are bigger than they've ever been, and bigger operations mean more waste products that cheesemakers need to manage, sometimes at the cost of millions of dollars. As Hope Kerwin reports, one Wisconsin researcher thinks this byproduct could do more and may even reduce society's reliance on fossil fuels.
Many of us know the nursery rhyme. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and whey. But what is whey? Well, it's a cloudy, yellowish liquid that's a byproduct of cheesemaking.
When you take 100 pounds of milk, you end up with about 10 pounds of cheese, and then the rest is whey.
Pete Condrup is general manager of Westby Cooperative Creamery. His plant deals with around 150,000 pounds of whey every day. He says it's always been a part of the cheesemaking process. As cheese plants have gotten larger, whey has become more of a problem. The largest dairy plants in the state produce several million pounds of it each day. They've invested millions of dollars to dry it down into livestock feed. That's a product they can make money from. But many plants are just breaking even, and some are even spending money to manage whey. That's where John Lucy comes in.
I'm a chemist, so I look at this as chemistry. You know, we can convert it to something else.
Lucy heads the Center for Dairy Research at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He wants to turn whey into the chemicals used to make plastics and other consumer products that are currently being derived from fossil fuels. He says the chemical building blocks made in oil refineries are holding us back from a greener future.
We've got to replace those too, unless we want to keep using fossil fuels. So we're interested in making a whole bunch of these kind of basic chemistry kind of things.
On UW-Madison's campus, the center has its own mini cheese plant. There are stainless steel basins where scientists can experiment with small batches. And on a raised platform, large computerized vats mimic modern processing plants. Lucy says they recently purchased a bioreactor, which is a stainless steel chamber that can be used to ferment whey into different chemicals. And he says they already have many of the tools that are needed to design the process.
So a lot of the filtration, there's an evaporator right here. So you might want to evaporate out and remove water from it. All of these existing pieces we already use for the whey processing side. We could repurpose them, parts of them, for extracting valuable components.
The idea of finding profits in the waste product is nothing new for the dairy industry. Prior to the 1970s, local cheese plants spread whey on farm fields as a type of fertilizer. But consolidation and stricter environmental standards made that less feasible over time. The challenge led to the creation of ultrafiltration, a process for removing the protein from whey to be used in other products. Today, whey protein concentrate is used for protein powders and other supplements, and Lucy said it's a multi-billion dollar global market.
To me, that was kind of an inspiration of, we can see something that was at that time a waste product and say, this could be used for something. We could do something with this.
John Umhafer from the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association agrees that bio-based chemicals could be the next step forward in that evolution, especially for plants that can't afford to invest in the technology on their own and would benefit from pooling whey together at a central biorefinery.
Mostly it's an opportunity for the medium to small manufacturer, which is great news because it would be a new financial boon for both them and their dairy farms.
The new products could increase pay for dairy farmers. That would mean a lot, especially as the number of farms in Wisconsin continues to decline. Turning whey into plastics may seem futuristic, but Lucy says at its core, it's about letting nothing go to waste. He says farmers have long valued the resilience of making things themselves.
As a society, if we get back to kind of remaking all of it, not just disposing of it, I think people can get that story.
The dairy industry likely won't return to the days of small cheese plants and small amounts of whey. But Lucy says they don't have to maintain the single-use mentality that's led to large amounts of plastic and food waste. The industry can instead help build a better way. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.